It's Monday, the 27th of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Following President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah's dismissal of Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Industries, Mines and Energy, Natangwe Ithethe, we asked the Institute for Public Policy Research's associate, Frederico Links, to weigh in on what the move means for governance.
The reason provided for why this minister has been sacked is not assuaging public interest. There needs to be much better communication. In terms of, you know, the perception of government's energy and oil and gas and green hydrogen ambitions, I don't think this looks good for anybody looking in from the outside. And it reflects poorly on the president, because this is now another minister that she has to had let go out of her cabinet, and she hasn't even been in the presidency for a year yet. And yes, I think it can have a negative impact on how investors and stakeholders perceive what is happening within this very critical sector, this extractives, oil and gas and green energy sector. That certainly would give people pause. On the other hand, it could also signal to some that if there are issues, this president is willing to pull the trigger and sack officials in her cabinet immediately. You know, it can cut both ways. Ultimately, it is how they communicate what is happening. Because at the moment, just judging from conversations and comments online and so forth, I don't think there are many who believe the narrative, the framing that government is, that the presidency is trying to put out there. And that's a problem. And they need to come out and address that.
Meanwhile, the presidency on Monday asked journalists to leave the venue where the president was meeting with over 300 staff members from the Ministry of Industrialization, Mines and Energy. The move is despite having invited the media a day earlier and instructing them to arrive early and dressed formally. Presidential spokesperson Jonas Mbambo had this to say.
Newly appointed Minister of Industries, Mines and Energy, in the meantime, has just met with staff members, and prior to that, met with the management just to acquaint herself with the workings of the ministry. And on Thursday, the management is expected to do some presentations in terms of how the ministry has fared in the past 7 months, and also just to acquaint herself with the workings of the ministry thus far. After the engagement with the management cadres, she came down and met with the general staff, where she also introduced herself, as is a normal practice when somebody takes on a new position, and also just setting the tone of what is expected of them as civil servants.
South Africa's Health Products Regulatory Authority has approved lenacapavir, a new HIV prevention injection developed by Gilead. The shot, administered every 6 months, is approved for adults and teens over 35 kilograms and should be used alongside safe sex practices. SAHPRA's Yuvan Gondon says the review was done in partnership with the European Medicines Agency.
The registration of lenacapavir is a game changer, given the high prevalence of HIV in South Africa. This product is the most effective HIV prevention measure thus far, indicated Dr. Boitumelo Semete Makokutlela, CEO of SAHPRA.
Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi has formed a task force to review the government's commitments to fighting sexual violence in the conflict-hit eastern regions.
Reports from international NGOs indicate that there were more than 67,000 cases of sexual assaults in the first 4 months of 2025 alone. The DRC President Felix Tshisekedi has ordered the establishment of a task force to monitor and combat the vice. All parties involved in the conflict have been accused of using rape as a weapon of war. The ongoing violence has made it difficult for government forces and UN peacekeepers to protect vulnerable women in the conflict zones. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And the European Parliament has outlined its priorities ahead of next month's UN climate change conference in Brazil. COP30 will focus on limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius and reviewing progress on climate finance commitments made at COP29. Member of the European Parliament, Lydia Pereira, says all countries must contribute their fair share toward climate funding.
It is a COP that takes place in a very important forest in the world, Amazonia. And there's also an important message about keeping and preserving biodiversity. And obviously the importance of the climate finance. We still have a lot to do.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate and on time.